Live from KQED News, I'm Holly J. McDeed. Tenants are moving into Berkeley's largest affordable housing development ever. City officials and housing advocates announced the project's completion yesterday. But as KQED's Ia Kobe reports, Berkeley is falling short of its state-mandated goals for creating low-income housing.
Lolita Saunders still can't believe her luck.
Honestly, the first day and even now, it's like it's still kind of unbelievable and it was really surreal. And it's like, wow, is this really happening? It's almost like a dream.
Last month, Saunders and her two children moved into the brand new Berkeley Way housing development. Operated by the Berkeley Food and Housing Project and Bridge Housing, the project's 189 units are a mix of low-income housing and temporary shelters. Residents have on-site access to a range of services that include medical, mental health, and dental care. Berkeley Food and Housing Project CEO Colleen Egan says there should be many more projects like Berkeley Way, but they require considerable local, state, and private coordination.
When it comes to building affordable housing, it's sort of like a domino effect. You have to wait for one domino in order for the other, and there's a long waiting game, and you just have to be in it and know the vision and understand that it will change people's lives.
Less than a third of Berkeley's housing permits meet the state's requirements for very low and low-income housing. Oakland and San Francisco are similarly behind their goals in these categories. I'm Ia Kobe, KQED News.